Hello, and welcome to the Unisys Marketing Webinar. All participants will be in listen-only mode. You may submit online questions at any time today using the window on the webcast. Please note, today's event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Frank Atkins, Equity Research Analyst at SunTrust. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thanks for everyone to dialing in or watching the webcast for this call. I am the equity analyst for SunTrust that covers IT consulting and technology services. I'm going to be helping out just moderating this. This is, I believe, the fifth webinar that Unisys has done. These are really conversations with senior leaders by division or by function in an effort to kind of build transparency and help us understand some of the key components driving the fundamentals here since Peter and the new team has come on. Today we are joined by Anne Ruxtel, who is the Senior Vice President and the Chief Marketing Officer. The format of the call will be prepared remarks from her for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I will kick it off with a Q&A session, some questions that I have. And then we will open it up to those in the webcast. Feel free to, again, submit questions all along the way. We'd love to have more feedback than less. So at this point, maybe I'll go ahead and turn it over to Anne. And you want to give us a quick background and then, you know, dive into some of your quick highlights?
Yeah. Well, hello, everyone. This is Anne speaking. So it's my pleasure to be here today to give you an overview of the marketing strategy, which I believe for many of you, this will be the first time that you would have heard about this. But of course, before we go on, a quick disclaimer. If you can take a moment to read that, then we can go ahead and dive in. Shall I do that? Frank?
That would be great.
Okay, all right. So very nice to be here. As you can see from the tagline, which is on the lower left-hand side of the screen, our tagline is called Securing Your Tomorrow. And everything about Unisys is aligned towards that vision, which is to enhance people's lives through secure, reliable, advanced technology. And as such, our direction is actually really clear. How do we accomplish this? Which is really our guiding principle, which I thought was important to highlight. We do three things really well, which is secure operations across physical, logical, and cybersecurity for our clients. While we do that, we also modernize their environment by accelerating their move to the cloud without sacrificing interoperability with their existing environments. And three, empower the users and the workforce to safely and easily work from anywhere, anytime, with streamlined delivery of services and automated workflow. So at the end of the day, those three pillars really permeate through everything that we do with all the industry that we serve. With that said, which is a guiding principle, I want to take you through a moment through the Unisys marketing strategy. What you see there is really a strategy designed with today's digitally savvy B2B buyers in mind. For those of you who are not familiar with the latest B2B buying pattern, did you know that between 70 to 74% of B2B buyer journey actually takes place online? And marketing's role in this case in today's digital economy is more important than ever. And when I came on board a little over 2 years ago, I had a very simple mandate for my team. And that is, if it's not on the website, it doesn't exist. And if it's not in Salesforce, it doesn't exist. And so as you can see in front of you, the marketing strategy really spans across the positioning, the awareness, consideration, purchase, and I would say repeat purchase as well. And simply put, marketing folks at Unisys, we have four jobs, which all require a digital first approach. If I may start on the left-hand side. The first part of our job is storytelling. And the storytelling could be about the brand, it could be about our clients' digital transformation success, could be about use cases, business benefits, to really technical drill down about the bits and bytes of our capabilities. And marketing's job is to differentiate, educate, and engage the buyers through a quality content mix. And according to IDG, which is one of the, if not the largest, technology media holding company with properties such as CIO Magazine, Computer World, CISO Magazine, just to name a few, these guys know the B2B buyers really well. And we read their research religiously. That on the average, a B2B buyer consumes about 5 pieces of content during their vendor selection process. And that content mix typically include client case studies, analyst reports, white papers, and increasingly videos, because we're so busy nowadays, we want to be explained to in an easy way. Storytelling provides that needed content mix to engage the buyers and get Unisys on their buying shortlist. And by the way, as I mentioned earlier, all those content that we produce from the industry, the technical, and the services marketing teams are available on the Unisys website, and they are easily searchable through Google and through Bing. The second part of our job, then, if you look to the right of that, is awareness. It's one thing to have content. It's another thing to put the content in front of the right intended buyers. And we do this via earned, owned, and paid media and awareness, in that exact order, as a matter of fact, because we do want to be very cognizant of the cost effectiveness. You can always buy your way into awareness, but we prefer to earn our way into awareness. And so we do this primarily through PR and social thought leadership and signature research projects, which I forgot to put the page down, so you can see the content actually below that, such as the Unisys Security Index, which I will cover a bit later. We also started to invest modestly in pay advertising starting in April of last year, and we're seeing solid performance from that as well, which I will take you through a little bit later. The next part of our job, the third part, is really the pipeline building, which is going to market with sales, drive the top-line revenue growth with the explicit focus on new logos. And I, you know, tend to call this, from a mechanics perspective, the money ball. And marketing, our job is to drive top-line revenue by turning mind share into wallet share. B2B, frankly, is not that different than B2C. And we do this via marketing automation, personalization, nurture campaign, and a very smart mix of demand gen activities, from webinars, CIO roundtables, to large industry trade shows. And just a context, prior to 2017, I would say marketing was very much on the left-hand half of this equation that you see in front of you. Since I came on board, we are expanding the other two aspects that you're seeing on the right-hand side of the screen, which is turning mindshare into wallet share and making sure that we're contributing to the pipeline and contributing to our top-line growth. And lastly, the fourth part of our job is to accelerate our growth by leveraging our strategic alliance partners, third-party advisors, as well as analysts. And one thing that I do want to say is that every one of the KPI that you see in front of you has numbers attached to them. So marketing is not really about the soft art part of the equation, very much so that marketing at Unisys nowadays runs literally like a data science practice. We're completely data-driven, from how we measure our success to how we sign up KPI to how we get rewarded. Now, digital first is such an important part of our job. I would like to spend a minute highlighting that. So let's talk about the Unisys marketing's own digital transformation across four key touch points. The website, which you see on the left-hand side, is a snapshot. Client references, which, by the way, client advocacy, what they say about you and the experiences they have with you as a vendor counts 10 times more than what marketing can possibly say to our marketing collaterals. Thought leadership, which you see is the third tile from the left, and outbound communications. So let's start with the website, which is on the left-hand side. Our website has been fundamentally re-engineered to better engage and better educate with much more compelling business and technical content. As you can see, the brand look and feel is completely re-energized. It's modern, it's fresh, it's personalized. The navigation is much easier and intuitive. And most importantly, we're organizing these topics, we call categories, according to how buyers actually relate to what they try to do, not based on our own taxonomy necessarily. And all of our website nowadays, for those of you that visited Unisys.com recently and wonder as you traverse the internet afterwards, why Unisys advertising seems to follow you everywhere. Part of this, we actually have turned on the account-based marketing as well as very smart retargeting, fully in compliance, of course, with privacy, GDPR in Europe and anywhere else, so it's completely opt-in. Now let's take a look at our client references. On Unisys.com, under our clients, you will find all kinds of referenceable client logos, success stories, their digital transformation videos, and this is absolutely critical. People can pivot based on the industry and see for themselves what kind of success and outcomes that we're able to deliver to our client in their own words. The one that you see in front of you right now is actually the latest, what I call the video success story from the Philippine Civil Registry System, which manages about 160 million civil registry documents and issue about 24 million certificates, whether it be birth, marriage, or death certificate. So it's the whole nation of Philippines, and they're using stealth e-signatures and barcoding to secure and streamline the whole end-to-end processing from origination, authentication, issuing of the registration documentation. So this is a result of the digital government solution that we're able to bring to the table. And one thing that we're really proud of is that we're able to reduce the time to fulfill these documentation for their citizens from 7 to 10 days in the old days, now down to as low as 30 minutes if they're in a metropolitan area, and within 2 hours if they're in a rural area. So I encourage you to go over there and take a look at that. Those are the stories that are very compelling and spoken in firsthand. The third tile is our thought leadership page, which is based on four pillars. From a high-level thought leadership, we talk about digital transformation, which all of us know much about. But the things underneath it is what makes it successful. And the three pillars that we focus on, one of them you see in front of you is security transformation. Another part is infrastructure transformation. And then the third part is workforce transformation. And these thought leadership sections on the website, whether through our social, our website, they really speak to the trends, the insights, the best practices, the tools that people can use to benchmark themselves and take a look at analyst reports and white papers to enable them to increase their security posture methodically and securely, like what you see in front of you. This is the kind of digital engagement that actually is meaningful. And lastly, outbound communications. It's not enough for us just to tell our story, educate with excellent content when they come in. We need to do push as well. So that is an example of one of the regular communications that goes out. In this case, it's coming from Mike Morrison, who is the general manager of our U.S. and Canada business, and he sends out these regular communications to speak to our existing clients as well as prospects that opted in on all the latest innovations and best practices and research that's available from Unisys. So digital touchpoint is absolutely key. So let's take a look at what has changed. So Unisys, the first order of business is you need to be visible. People need to be able to hear about you and see you. So as you can see from the chart ahead of you, we're looking at our media coverage between 2016, 17 to 18. I break it down between the blue bar, which is tier one publication. By the way, that's purely based on the target audience and the reach. And then the purple bar is the tier two media application. In 2018, we received 7,298 media articles, which is a 30% year-over-year increase compared to 2017. And in 2017, we also saw a year-over-year increase of 34%. So it's not just the quantity, which we love to see increased visibility. It's also the quality. So if you look to the right-hand side in our little snippet box, you'll see Peter there. He is sitting there in London on BBC, that was last month, discussing security and trust. And by the way, Peter was also on Fox News just a few months prior, which has one of the largest viewership in the United States. And Unisys was also covered by many tier one publications, including Wall Street Journal, Wall Street Journal Security Pro, actually that featured Eric Huddle, and Matt Newfield, who's our CISO. Eric is our SVP running our enterprise solutions business. And we also have Fast Company, USA Today, Newsweek. And what I'm trying to show here is the fact that Unisys is not just getting coverage from the traditional technical publication, which we do care about, but increasingly so by business publication, and of those, the tier one business application. So let's double click on the numbers, right? So year over year, as I mentioned, globally, we're seeing a 30% pickup in number of media articles. But if you drill down into each region, every one of them saw growth. Then you look at the middle part of by the numbers, you will see the type of coverage that we have. Tier one went up 21%. Business press went up 34%. And then security coverage, which we care very much about, has the highest increase of 58%. And lastly, I want to talk a bit about how we measure PR effectiveness. So PR tends to be a fixed investment, and it's the best type of earned media. Frankly, you should do this and max out before you go into the pay media part completely. So we tend to measure number of articles generated per $1,000 we spent on PR. And you, as you can see from that slope, it's a beautiful slope growing at about, 35, 40 degrees, which is exactly what we like to see. So we're happy about that. Now, in addition to being more visible, the Unisys brand needs to be differentiated as well. And we launched our global Securing Your Tomorrow advertising campaign. And this campaign is really a combination of the significant revitalization that I talked about, from building client success stories to better positioning to compelling content to engaging website, so that when you draw people through advertising or through PR, then you can bring them to your website, and your website actually is designed to convert. So this advertising campaign was launched, as I mentioned, in April of last year. And I think this is the first that we've had in well over 10 years. And we're doing this via radio, print, and lots of digital. And as you can see, the type of publication and digital property that we picked are very much a tier one business and technical decision level. So Wall Street Journal, The Economist, Latin Trade, and NPR. And then digital is run of sight. So all of those are designed to really talk about the outcomes that we're able to deliver. And given the Unisys brand personality, we are grounded, nice people, and deliver what we promise. I think this brand persona really talk about and emotes the benefits that we're able to deliver that enhance people's life through secure, reliable, advanced technology, whether it be in securing Officer Stanley's ability to keep the citizens safe, to ensuring the Robertson's luggages arrive on time because we do a great job with cargo logistics, to making sure that Elle has a safe healthcare through all the healthcare and IT security services that we provide, to enable Amy and Kay to be able to stay productive anytime, anywhere, productively. So if you can take a look at the measurement on the lower right-hand side. So we did the Wall Street Journal Digital Brand Uplift Study
Hello, operator. Has Ann dropped off?
I do apologize. Yes, sir. It looks like Ann has disconnected. We'll stand by for her to reconnect. Please stand by, everyone. I'm going to put the music back on the call. And pardon me, everyone. This is the conference operator. We've reconnected the speaker location. Please proceed, ma'am.
All right. Okay. So I had no idea that I was disconnected. Can somebody tell me, when did you stop hearing me?
This is Frank. You dropped off as you were talking about the individual case studies with Amy and Kate. and different.
Boy. That's a long time ago. Okay.
So maybe if you want to run through some of the remaining slides kind of quickly so we can get to some
Q&A,
I think would be great.
My apologies. I don't know. I didn't know I was disconnected. By the way, I will be happy to redo this since we missed a big part of it due to audio problems. So I just took us through our industry go-to-market efforts and the result we're able to drive through federal, public sector, financial services, and logistics. And I also went through services go-to-market progress with Cloud Forte, both for Amazon as well as Microsoft Azure. By the way, the pipeline, that all the campaigns that we've been doing with these two companies have grown tremendously to the tune of over 800%. We talked about Trust Check, which is, I believe, an emerging area of quantifying and prioritizing cyber risk and speak the language of the board so that CISOs and CIOs of the world can get their cybersecurity investment. We talked about IntelliServe, which is our brand new service platform that enables an end user or field technician to choose how they want to be served. They can choose email, social, video, chat, or self-service portal by downloading this little thing called the Intelli app on their mobile phone. And the innovation in all those areas have made a huge difference in how Unisys deliver services to our clients. As a matter of fact, for IntelliServe and our workplace services, Unisys was just named a leader with ability to execute way and above and beyond by Gartner in the Magic Quadrant for Managed Workplace Services in North America. So I went through that, then I went through ClearPath Forward, which actually had 13 product releases last year, all of which bolster high availability, security, interoperability, data exchange, so people can actually use ClearPath Forward data with third-party data, create the data lake to do advanced analytics. And most importantly, people can now run ClearPath on the full hardware software stack as well as software only. And as a matter of fact, I quoted the CIO, Johan Kesten, of ING talking about how ING is able to take advantage of the software-only stack for ClearPath Forward and be able to do this mission-critical workload for digital banking and take advantage of their private cloud and future infrastructure on ClearPath without changing anything because they work so beautifully together. And then lastly, I talk about security leadership. We won four RSA hottest cybersecurity product award for Stealth Identity and Stealth Core, and our positioning is resonating in the marketplace, which is called Zero Trust Implemented, because nowadays most companies have tons of security technology, but they have no way to map the security technology with services and with something like Stealth, which is our glue that binds, that enables them to map all those capability into a workflow. And at the end of the day, the key is this thing called dynamic isolation. How fast can you identify and isolate a cybersecurity threat? Back in the old days, we're talking about months, if not in some cases, longer than that. You got to be able to isolate within minutes, if not hours. That is the name of the game today, and Unisys is really well positioned to deliver that. And then I talked about all the different geopolitical organizations that we're involved with. Peter as the co-chair of ANSAC Cybersecurity Moonshot, which is really the U.S. effort to build a safe and secure internet by the year 2028. We also have all the other international organizations. So Unisys, when we talk about security leadership, it's not just technology, it's not just services, it's a solutioning of which, again, zero trust, it's our geopolitical influence, it's our thought leadership with the Unisys Security Index that you see in front of you, which we receive absolutely record-breaking awareness. I put out three numbers up there, 13, 791, and 609. 13 is we cover 13 countries. This is the 11th year we're running this. So we can see the consumer cybersecurity anxiety regarding the personal security, national security, financial security, and cybersecurity skyrocket over the last 11 years. As a matter of fact, this year's findings tell us that the consumers, which are you and I, are more worried about getting our identity stolen and getting our bank fraud stolen, bank card stolen, than physical threats like war, terrorism, or an earthquake in the case of here, Silicon Valley. So we were able to turn those awareness into a record-breaking coverage. 791 is actually the number of television and radio station coverage that we receive on Unisys Security Index. This is unheard of. This is the first time, frankly, Unisys is even showing up on television in a major way. Then we also were supplemented with 609 media coverages. So I showed you in front of you the launch event that we held in DC, as well as one of the many, many, many television coverage that we received on Unisys Security Index. So if I can wrap it up. So what you see here is the last part of the Unisys marketing strategy. No one can be an island by itself, no company. Today, the world is very much a interoperability world. So we work closely with three types of partners to accelerate our go-to-market motion and build a big fat pipeline in partnership with sales. And these are third-party advisors, and these include company like ISG, KPMG, Avaset, Excipio, Hackett Group, Deloitte, Everest, EY, just name them. So the third-party analyst actually brought to us additional business last year, which I call originated, TCV wins, and year over year, they brought us 47% more TCV wins than the year before. And they also are very influential in us winning some of the many large deals. Just to give you an example, they participated in things like Catholic Health, they originated the state of Kansas, Georgia, as well as Virginia. So we appreciate our collaboration with our third-party advisors. On the strategic partner side, we have doubled down with four global partners, which are Dell EMC, Microsoft, AWS, and ServiceNow. And we partner with them to deliver joint digital government, workplace services called Forte, and industry applications, including LineSight on AWS, for example. And both the pipeline and revenue have increased dramatically over the last 2 years. As a matter of fact, our sell with revenue, not to sell each other, but sell with to net new clients, doubled in 2017, and it grew another 14% in 2018. And our pipeline have increased dramatically year over year in 2018. And there are some notable changes. By the way, Unisys is now a titanium partner, which is the highest level with Dell across both the solution provider as well as the cloud solution provider programs. And Unisys is also now a top 5 federal partner with Microsoft. So as I mentioned earlier, we're seeing a massive pipeline growth within the federal sector just with AWS alone due to the popularity of Cloud Forte. And on the industry analyst side, we track their coverage, our leadership rankings, wherever they place us. Last year, we were very pleased to see a 35% year-over-year increase by analysts such as Gartner, IDC, Foresters of the World, and we were placed in 10 leadership positions, 5 challenger, and 1 niche rating. So to conclude, marketing at Unisys has indeed been brought, really, I would say, to the best of both worlds. That's what I hope I bring to the table. And that is combining the agility of Silicon Valley with a scaling discipline of a Fortune 1000 company. I believe we're telling our story better. We're increasing awareness cost effectively. We're building pipeline by going to market smartly with sales in a very targeted way. And we are absolutely accelerating our growth with our very healthy and wonderful ecosystem of partners that you see in front of you. So we do celebrate our success so far, and we look forward to an even better and stronger 2019. Again, my apologies for getting cut out on the audio part. Be happy to do this again if you guys need it. But for now, Frank, let's open this up for some Q&A with the time that we have left.
Okay, that sounds great. Why don't I jump right into it with a few Q&A, and then we'll see if there's any on the line. Can you give us a little bit about your background personally? What do you think kind of you bring to the table specifically? And why did you choose to join Unisys, given kind of your background in Silicon Valley? What attracted you to this property?
Good questions. Why don't I answer your second question first on why did I join Unisys? I can think of really the three reasons. When I was interviewed, I have to say I was very pleasantly surprised, and I was inspired by the Unisys vision, strategy, and a very talented senior leadership team. And I have to say I was especially drawn by the possibility of working for Peter Altabef, in my humble opinion, probably one of the best CEOs around, as well as the caliber of my peers on the senior leadership team, and all of them get the fact that marketing is a growth engine. The second reason I joined Unisys is very geeky. I'm a technologist. I have an engineering background, an MBA, you know, gone through tons of startups and Fortune 500 companies. I love technology innovation, which is why we're all here, right? And I was very excited by the many industry applications as well as security innovation at Unisys, from border security that I heard to global air cargo management to omnichannel retail banking. These are, I would say, applications that address some of the most pressing business challenges facing governments and business today. And then on the security side, I did a lot of tire kicking, and I was a true convert on stealth, which is an emerging category still of software-defined security called micro-segmentation. It gives, you know, companies the ability to push security policy down to the individual level, like Frank or Ann. And that really increased what I consider to be precision threat isolation capability. That's the name of the game. You can't shut down your whole company because you're under attack, but you can shut down Frank or Ann, right, without interrupting businesses in the meantime. And I would say third is the fact that I had Peter's backing, I had my peers' backing to build a first-rate marketing organization. And building a high-performance team is something that is very close to my heart. I think I'm becoming more of a teacher nowadays as I age. So that was really exciting to me. So that's the second question and my answer to your second question. What do I bring to Unisys? Well, I would say probably the agility of Silicon Valley and the maturity of understanding how to scale a Fortune 500 company. I have led 7 startups. I exited successfully half of them and worked for 4 Fortune 500 companies, including HP, eBay from the very beginning, Sybase, and Symantec. I'm at a point in my career that I feel like I have a unique perspective on how to lead companies, especially a company like Unisys that's sitting on all these great innovations through its transformation. And I also believe that, you know, Unisys is different than a lot of IT service companies out there because we're tinkerers. Their engineering culture, we want to build something that's repeatable and leverageable. And I think my engineering background lends itself nicely to Unisys, and it really enabled myself and my organization to convey the Unisys innovation story so much more compellingly to both the business as well as the technical audience. So those are the main reason why I'm here and what I believe I bring to the table.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you. And then I want to move on to, since you've been here, kind of what has your experience been interacting with the leaders of the sales teams, kind of on the clarifying the products and service offerings? What has been the feedback from clients, and what are some kind of impacts that you've seen in terms of win rates, client retention, growth at existing clients, and just the feedback you've given?
I think myself, Eric Huddle, PB Federal, and Jeff Renzi, we work very well together. There are a few things that tie us together, which is marketing actually has a quota. I signed up for what part of the pipeline, especially when it comes to new logo, and new scope pipeline that Marketing Touchpoint is responsible for. Because as I mentioned earlier, you know, over 70% of a B2B buyer's journey takes place online before they talk to anybody. And what's online? Marketing content and marketing touch points, right? So I think having that shared KPI, and Eric has, you know, been very religious in using power messaging, which is how we articulate our value proposition to the buyer persona, how we talk about the outcomes that we deliver before we get too much into the technical details, if you will. I think that has been a normalizing factor of how we message the market, how we engage with the market. So it's like, you know, the Maslow. You start on the high level, then you go into the weeds, right? So that, I think that alignment works really well, both in terms of messaging positioning as well as buyer persona. We are aligned on the pipeline. And if you look at our NPS score, we are way above and beyond the norm of your IT service provider, which typically hover around mid-20s. We're in the 40s. And certain part of your organization, which I can't break out, is on the scale of Apple. So clients love us, not because what necessarily what we say, but what we do. So I think our retention rate is great. And as Peter mentioned, I think the strategy, you know, it takes a while to execute a strategy. But the early results, especially on new logos that joined the Unisys family, we have more new logos over the course of the last couple of years than the last 15 years combined. I believe our industry-led go-to-market, the innovation that we are doing with Cloud Forte and IntelliCert, the leadership that we're exhibiting with security, stealth, as well as the whole zero trust architecture approach with a five-step process, they are resonating. So in my humble opinion, I think the collaboration has been wonderful. And increasingly so, we are even more targeted on certain subset of accounts. You go to talk to any of my regional marketing team, they know exactly what the sales focus accounts are. And anything that we pick, any events that we invest in, we always double check against that list. So do we have room for improvement? Absolutely. But are we doing well? I would submit this one is actually working better than some of the other organizations that I have worked at.
Okay, that's good to hear. Wanted to ask a little bit about international markets. This company has a history of exposure there and has had some success in driving some key wins outside the U.S. You know, what is your experience there, and what are you doing to influence the brand perception and the messaging outside of the U.S., and any comments on specific regions that you have?
Yes. My philosophy with awareness is that everybody wants more. Now, if you are one of the very lucky ones, like Uber, yes, you could probably invest way ahead of revenue, as a matter of fact, you know, straight into a crater, if you will. But nevertheless, you know, the best type of awareness is through earned awareness, is through credibility. So when we talk about marketing, the campaigns that we do has PR, has social, has demand gen, content syndication, it has events, you know, webinar, all kinds of elements mixed with it. I'm a big believer in global, but local. So the efficiency that we're able to gain by having global campaigns, it's 80-20 rule, and my regional leads were customized about 20% of that, so that we have that efficiency of scale. And then to be able to earn our way into successes, I would say instead of, you know, always think about spending your advertising dollars, a lot of time, if you have an amazing digital transformation story, like what I described to you on the Philippines National Registry, which I have a funny feeling nobody heard because I was chopped off. You're talking about 160 million records, 25 million records issued constantly. We're running the whole country of the Philippines. And when you have a story like that and you let them speak to how they transform their security, their workflow, so that people can actually get entitlement 10 times faster, I think that is the kind of credibility, frankly, it's worth its weight in gold. So are we challenged in terms of awareness in different parts of the world? Yes. But you know what's interesting? We actually did a brand study every year for the last 2 years since I've been here. The Unisys brand performed actually very well in terms of recognition, favorability, and as a matter of fact, the brand performs better outside of the U.S. than in the U.S. But I think what we owe to the market is to educate what the new Unisys is about. And of all the industry solutions, of all the cloud transformation, security, and digital workplace capability that we bring to the table. For me, that is the story that needs to be told. And in today's world, everything is digital. Believe it or not, you can tell it in a much more cost-effective way. I remember when I was at eBay, I actually ran the first eBay national advertising campaign, and we were buying media buys, you know, to the tune of, you know, 10 million here and 9 million there. And we had a really hard time translating gross reach point into buyer and seller registration increase, right? Nowadays, everything is digital. You can track it. So I would say for companies that are smart about this, you can absolutely uplift your brand awareness through digital in a much more cost-effective way.
Okay, that's great. Wanted to ask, what are the biggest areas of resistance from clients or buyers or industry analysts that you've come across? And additional to that, what do you think is kind of misunderstood around Unisys, and what are you doing to change that?
I think we owe it to them to increase the frequency of communications. I think we've been kind of quiet, but steadfastly becoming much more frequent in communications and just showing up where buyers hang out, whether they are hanging out with Peers Insight on Gartner.com, which, by the way, that's where a lot of people, it's like the Yelp equivalent for CIOs and technical and business IT decision makers. You have to be smart about where people hang out and make your presence known in a meaningful way without selling, but rather educating, right? So I do believe we could do a better job communicating with them. I would say the portion of our business that is doing a really good job is with the third-party advisors, and that's the reason why we're seeing some of those huge pipelines and wins coming through the third-party advisors. And on the team here, we have Rob Nishi, Alex Goldrock, and Ed Guerco in EMEA, and this core team does a wonderful job, I would say, engaging with the third-party advisors, and we need to do that across the board. Partner, same thing, and the industry analyst is the same. And I would encourage for anybody who's on the phone listening to the marketing strategy discussion here, ping me. Actually, I have a little slide here that has my contact information. Ping me on Twitter or email. And let me know if we can do something different. I'm all ears.
Okay, that's helpful. Let me ask a little bit about the competitive environment. Who do you think is your largest competitor out there? Who else is, you know, kind of doing a good job or not doing a good job in terms of their marketing messaging in your view? And, you know, where are you looking to take share and build off of? And where do you think you're winning?
So the answer will be it depends on which part you're talking about. Each competitor, remember, we have technology and we have services as well, right? So you have to take a look at what subject area that you're talking about. If you pick security, for example, it's more of a co-opetition because we're kind of technology and vendor agnostic. We've had Accenture, IBM bring us into business. Into clients and vice versa, for example. So this word co-opetition, I think, is really truth of the day, if you will. And now, how do they do a good job? It depends on the subject area, right? IBM does a wonderful job with Watson. It's a pull-through. Do they actually, you know, necessarily have a business unit by itself? It's, you know, standing on its own, not necessarily, but they pull through a lot of services and technologies, right? And Unisys with security, I would submit, have a very strong leadership position. And our whole value proposition is to be able to integrate the firewalls, the endpoint security from different vendors, the single sign-on to, you know, advanced threat protection capability, but weave that all together with services so they're mapped against a workflow. In that case, we actually play very nicely with our ecosystem of services as well as technology co-opetition partners, if you will. So I would say it's kind of hard for me to answer that, not knowing what specific area that you're talking about. But security, I think we are doing well, and we need to continue to pull ahead in that area. I do believe when it comes to cloud and infrastructure transformation with Cloud Forte, you know, I think the pipeline, the wins that we have speak volume. And this is a highly automated, dev-centric as well as infrastructure and security-centric transformation services that has very good profit margin on top of it. We need to keep going in that area. And I would say we beat a lot of our service providers, competitors in that particular space. Now, when it comes to workplace services, then you have to rethink and look at the market again, and the players' prioritization and ranking will go up and down, but you've seen the innovation that we're doing with IntelliServ. The fact that we got picked up by MQ, by Gartner, as a leader with far out high capability in terms of ability to execute, I think also bodes well to our ability. So I would say, do our competitors or co-opetition outspend us? Probably every time I go to an airport, I see them, right? But are we executing by creating the innovation that deliver the outcomes our clients really care about in a cost-effective manner? I do think Unisys are well-positioned.
Okay, that's very helpful. And maybe the last one from me, and then I'll kind of open it up to the line or turn it back to Courtney. But one of the key pressure points in this industry, especially in the U.S. these days, is the war for talent. Can you talk a little bit about how your messaging and the work you're doing in terms of building the brand awareness is playing a role in the attracting and retaining talent, and what interaction you have with the teams on that side?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's an excellent question. In a way, it's still applicable since I joined relatively recently, a little over 2 years ago. And I say the reason why that I articulated of why I joined Unisys is equally applicable to any talent out there. And the competition for talent is huge. So Katie Eberhaney joined us as head of our talent and HR. Very much so, I believe, is a sense of passion, a sense of purpose. It's not just about, you know, making a salary. It's about making a difference in the world and be able to work on, you know, innovation on technology that, like blockchain, like security, like cloud transformation, that it really is the current chapter of the information revolution, which, by the way, we're still in the midst of, right? And then giving people the flexibility to contribute. One example that I can think of is each one of our locations tend to have a lot of community and educational initiatives, and be able to reach out to the STEM to women, which, by the way, women in tech is one of my key passions here. All of those count. And I think Unisys, just like any other recruiters and companies out there, we need to exhibit our passion, exhibit our innovation, exhibit the differences that we're making in this world. And people will pick, and they pick the company based on cultural fit, based on who their boss is, by the way, which is a big part of the cultural fit. And it's based on challenges that they can see. And then, of course, the fact that they can get paid a competitive salary, which Unisys does offer. So we're just like anyone else here in the Valley or outside the Valley. And I do believe we're working on some really exciting transformational projects for federal government, for public sector, financial, commercial industry sectors out there that, you know, people will be proud to be associated with Unisys.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I guess, Courtney, I'll turn it over to you, and if there are any questions on the line, you can ask as well. But thank you so much for your time, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. And it looks like we don't have any additional questions coming in from the web. So, Frank, thank you for moderating the discussion today, and thank you, Anne, for your time and for sharing your insights and perspective on the business. I would just like to very much apologize to everyone for the technical difficulties, and we appreciate your patience in working through them. You know, we all continue to be excited about the momentum that we're seeing on the go-to-market front here, and new business has been an important part of this, which, Anne, you've obviously been instrumental in continuing to help drive. You know, we've talked about before that this new business can have a drag of anywhere from 1 to 2 points on overall margins in the near term, but this growth is really critical to driving the business forward. So we're looking forward to seeing these new deals that we've been signing begin to have more of an impact on our bottom line over the year to come. And Anne, thank you for all of your contributions to that and for sharing your insight today. And thank you, everybody, for joining. And we'll look forward to speaking with everybody on our first quarter earnings call. And so with that, operator, I think we'll conclude the call.
And the conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation, and you may now disconnect your lines.